Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that our good friend Don Fotopoulos is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Don is the founder of BestSmallBusinessHelp.com, the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, and she's here with some good tips for us to think about over the holidays in our businesses. Don Fotopoulos, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Okay, let's talk about the some of these things that you've got on your mind, because one of the things that happens for small businesses during the holidays, we're trying to drive sales. Everybody, not just us, big companies too. We're trying to drive sales, and we're trying to find out where's that magic sweet spot to make a customer buy. And oftentimes that causes us to lurch toward discounts. And that's often a mistake, isn't it?
Well, it is a mistake, and first of all, one of the points, I wrote an article on one of the big small business websites, but one of the things you have to do is you've got to know which of your products and services are really making you money. You got to start there. So before you even start discounting, you got to establish which ones are paying your bills, and that means you got to know which of your products are generating gross margin, because that's what helps pay all of the expenses for the business. So the first thing that I suggest is, don't discount, right, as a knee-jerk response to selling more because we're so panicked to get those revenues up, just like you said. First thing you have to do is figure out which of your products and services are profitable to begin with, and then see if you can add value to those, whether it's customer service or opening later hours or, you know, having a special reception. Hey, this is the holidays, you know. Everybody's throwing little parties, little, you know, special soirees or whatever. You can make customers, your best customers, feel really special. Do something for them over and above what you normally would do, but don't discount. You can give them little gifts or little things like that.
Save them time. Come up with a way to save them time.
Yes.
Give them a notice of, remind them of something that came in that you think they'll like. I mean, people are looking to save money. But I'll tell you something, you save people time. One thing that I'd like to point out, Don, is that more and more, and it's moving down the socioeconomic scale every day, more and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
That's right, Jim. And especially at this time of the year, right, when everything gets compressed at the end of the year, you are spot on.
Well, it's just really, and that's just one idea of what you can do, and lower prices, just lurching to that immediately is dangerous. It deflates your and depresses your brand value. Establishes a new value for your products, go ahead.
And here's the biggest, here's the problem beneath the problem, Jim, and nobody thinks about this. You know, everybody hears on the news, well, you know, Black Friday was really great or not so great, and, you know, why do we care? Well, you know, does everybody understand why it's even called Black Friday? It's called Black Friday because most retailers are in the red for the whole year until you get to Thanksgiving, right? It means they're not making any money. They're actually showing losses in their businesses. They're carrying all those expenses until you get to the last 2 months of the year. I mean, think about that. You got less than 60 days to make or break the entire year in terms of sales and profits. It's not just sales. So what happened last year is sales were up. Oh, everybody's cheering. Sales were up. But you know what? Profits were down. Well, how can that be? Well, yeah, it can be if you're discounting so much that you're actually losing money on every sale. And that's the game that you want to avoid.
Right.
And
exactly.
Last year, that was the problem that we had with retailers. Hey, look, if you've got something that is perishable, like food items, you know, better to get 50 cents on the dollar that get zero and have to throw it out. So we're not talking about those kinds of businesses. But, you know, to your point, help people save money. Make it easy for them to buy from you. If you have certain seasonal items that you don't carry all year round, you want to promote those. It makes perfect sense. Everything you said, Jim, makes perfect sense.
You do have to have a pricing strategy because you don't want to be sitting on a bunch of stuff the day after Christmas if you don't have to, you know, if it's something you really need to get rid of. So you got to have a pricing strategy. But just I would just like to encourage small business owners just not to get caught up in the big business. Look, if you lower your prices, that doesn't mean they're going to come to you first. If the big businesses are driving their prices down, so I keep coming back to this one thing, Don. Small businesses have to find the people who like their special sauce and will pay for it, regardless of what else is going on. Find enough of those people, and you don't have to try to conquer the world because you can't do that.
Excuse me. That's right, and I have to tell you, one of the things that the large stores will never be able to deliver the same way a small business can is service.
That's right.
And I know it sounds like everybody's heard the story before, but nobody can give service like a small business owner. Mm-hmm. Nobody understands their customers as well as a small business owner. And you can begin to anticipate what they need. You know, ask some questions. When a customer walks into the store, ask some questions.
Yeah.
Do you need to buy gifts for people? Who are the people in your life that you want to, you know, find gifts for? What's your budget?
Right.
What kind of things do they love? Right? Help them be successful in their own lives. Lift the burden from their shoulders. Like you said, you know, save them time.
You also say don't give away dollar for dollar promotions. Talk about that quickly.
Yeah. Oh, that has an interesting backstory. About, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I was talking to this woman who owns a retail store here in New York, very elegant women's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, I've got this really great customer. She buys from me every month. She buys $2,000 from me every single month. So you can imagine this is a wealthy lady.
Right.
Yeah. And she loves my stuff. And what this retailer was, she was not just a retailer, but she was like a stylist. So you'd go in and look around, and she would actually style you. She'd find all the accessories and all that. And for a woman, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she had this customer. She said to me, oh, I just love her. I want to thank her. You know, she's really kept my doors open. I want to give her a 20% discount on everything she buys. And, I stopped breathing when I hear that. So I said, why are you doing that? Is she asking for a discount? She said, no. I said, well, then why are you putting your profits on life support?
Right.
I said, listen, if you want to thank this customer and you really want to do something special for her, we get that. So give her a gift.
Something
Don't give
else.
Her a discount.
Yeah, find another way to do it. Don, hold on to that thought. Quick break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.